Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zimaya. May I please have your zip code to locate the account?
33033.
33033?
Yes.
Thank you. And what's your name?
Lisette. But there's two orders. For some reason, there was one under my husband's name and there's one under my name. But one of them we did not receive. I remember I paid for it. I talked to a customer service representative. So that we wouldn't get charged that monthly fee, we would just get charged the watch. And I have yet to receive the watch. This was already almost a month.
Okay, man. Willing to definitely assist regarding this issue. I'm sorry, I need to still pull up the account. So I have the zip code, and what's the name on the account?
It's either Lisette Andino or Oscar Andino. I have a tracking number to the one I already received. I'm not sure which order that is.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold, ma'am, so I could pull up both accounts. Let me place you on a brief hold. Okay, and also while I'm doing that, ma'am, verify the address for me.
It's 512 Southeast 33rd Terrace.
And the city and state.
Homestead, Florida.
Thank you. Okay, so Oscar and Dino, the order was never placed on his account, so we technically only have one account. And okay. I do see this is for the Vibe watch. You stating that you never received an order?
Correct.
Okay, ma'am. So
well, if on his order, there's nothing there, then maybe it's on mine.
Okay, ma'am. So you technically only paid for one watch, ma'am. You had called in, you canceled out the pod.
I'm sorry?
Okay, no, correction. You did pay for two watches. One was on February 27th and the other one's on March 3rd. You paid the postage for those two?
Okay, but I didn't get the second one.
Okay, so according to the tracking number we have on file for that order number, you say you did have a tracking number. It says it was delivered on March 3rd.
The one I received was the tracking number that ends in 908283.
908283. Mhm. Okay. Yes, but that's the one that you okay. So that's the one that says you did receive, correct?
Correct.
All right. So the other one you didn't. Let me see. Can I place you on a brief hold, ma'am, while I take a look over the information on the account?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, I'm trying to seek more assistance with this issue. I'm placing you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So I'm having my supervisor looking more into the issue for me. Can I place you on a brief hold while I seek more assistance from her?
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. So, according to the issue, ma'am, we don't have a tracking number, so I'm willing to go ahead and reship out another watch to you. I just had to place the request on the account. And let's see. Let me just make sure this correct address. It's just 512 SE33 Road. Is this supposed to be, you said Terrace in the beginning? Because it just have TR.
No, no, no. It's supposed to be 512 Southeast, which is SE 33rd. Mm-hmm. Like 33rd, like when you say three, like third place, like 33rd Terrace, TER.
Okay, so that's what we have. Let me place you on a brief while I place the request on the account. Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm almost done with the request on the account. I'll place you on another brief hold. Okay, thank you for patiently waiting, ma'am. So the request has been placed back on the account, and you will receive an email notification regarding the tracking on tomorrow. They will reship it out to you. Is there anything else that I have to issue with today?
I just want to make sure I'm not going to get charged a monthly fee.
Yes, ma'am. This is not a recurring charge, ma'am. This account has already been closed.
Okay, perfect. And by any chance, would you guys happen to sell bands for that specific watch?
No, ma'am. We don't sell any bands, ma'am. You probably have to go to, like, Walmart to get that type of band, but it does come with one.
I know. It's just that one's for my daughter, one's for my son, and it's very boyish. But, okay, that's no problem. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.